Shavua Tov, continuing our custom in the past few weeks of starting from the end of the Parsha. The end of Parshat Mishpatim describes the Brit between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Karbanot, the blood that sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that sprinkled on the Jewish people themselves. Moshe reads the Sefer HaBrit that contains the terms of the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vayikach Sefer HaBrit Vayikra Biyaznei Ha'am Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. This is the pasuk that records the famous response of the Jewish people, that two-word response, Na'aseh V'Nishma. What's interesting, though, is that in this past week's Parsha, Parsha Yitro, in Perek Yutet, when the Jewish people first consent, they don't say Na'aseh V'Nishma in Pasuk Chet, but it says Vayanu Kol Am Yachta Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh. And so too in the beginning of Perek Chof Dalet, when Moshe comes down from Har Sinai with the verbal covenant, it says, Vayan kol ha'am, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, kol echad vayomru, kol ha'dvarim asher diber Hashem na'aseh. The first times the Jews expressed their consent with just the word na'aseh. Only the last time, right towards the end of our parsha, did the Jews say na'aseh v'nishma. And that's probably because now it's the official Brit, and the Jews are expressing their agreement to go along with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshat Yitro, Im Shamoa Tishma'u Bekoli, not just Na'aseh, but also Nishma. But what's also interesting is that in addition to the added word Nishma, there's another difference between the first Pesukim in Perek Yutet and the beginning of Perek Chof Dalet and this last Pasuk, Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Zayin. The initial places where the Jews say Na'aseh, it says both times, Perek Yud Tet Pasuk Chet and Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Vaya'an Kol Ha'am Yachdav, or Kol Echad. The people spoke with one voice. Interestingly, in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Zayin, where the Torah adds Nishma, Na'aseh V'Nishma, it does not say that they spoke with one voice. It says, Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs has a beautiful explanation for this. He says that when the Jewish people commit to action, they speak in one voice because when we act in the same way. We're meant to have one psak halacha. But when the Jewish people speak about understanding in addition to acting, na'aseh v'nishma, then they speak differently because all of us understand differently. The Rambam famously, Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Yud Mishneh Gimel, speaks about how psak halacha is only relevant, only shayach, where we talk about issues, questions that have actual practical differences in application. When we talk about ways of understanding Judaism, different chachamim understand it differently, and we don't speak about psak halacha. Obviously, you need to have gedolei Torah who understand a certain way in order for that way to be correct, but there are different ways, and there are different gedolei Torah and different ways of thinking. And that's why, even though when the Jews spoke about action the first time, they spoke with Kol Echad, when they speak about action and understanding, they speak differently because we're meant to understand differently. And this is the delicate balance in Judaism between intellectual plurality and uniform mode of action. Both are essential for the Jewish people to be able to think as individuals but act as a people. Shavua Tov.